It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Chris Chapman in for Ryan Wallace here. Golden Knights drop one to the New York Islanders by a score of 2-1 out on Long Island, Elmont to be exact. And that's where we're going to go right now and bring in the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Chris.
So pretty tough tonight for Vegas. You know, they did a lot of things right, and the game sometimes is funny. 65 shots against this team in two games and one goal. Like, sometimes you're snake-bitten. Sometimes it's just you just don't have the luck. But what do you see that this team did against this team in the two games that they've played them?
Right. Well, let's put it this way. They played well today. Ilya Sorokin is really terrific, and this team with, of course, a Hall of Fame goaltender as the head coach, knows how to surround a really good goalie with a group of defensemen that is, I don't want to call it a revolving door, but three of their defensemen have not been with this team for more than 2 weeks. They lost the whole right side. They brought in Boqvist for now three games, Prunovich now five games, D'Angelo six games. They have had so many injuries on the blue line, so credit to what Lou Lamoriello has done in finding the right pieces to bring in, who is available, and whether the waiver wire or overseas or trades, he has done it, and Patrick Waugh has done enough to get these guys in position to support their goalie, Ilya Sorokin. It's hard to use the Knights' size against some of those bodies in front of the Islanders' net. And the Knights have the size. They've got to get there. That has been one of the challenges. Then you also have to get a bounce of the puck. So the Knights were close several times today. Sometimes you get too many people in front of the net and you can't do anything with it. And the way things are going right now, they're not getting those bounces that they did at a very regular clip at the start of the season. So combination of the Islanders' confidence, having won 7 of 8, their goalie, about as good as anybody on the planet right now. And the Knights on the opposite side. While they got a very good showing from Ilya Samsonov in goal, he's played well in his last three starts. The offense has not come. And when you have the blow of Pearson and Lavoie scratched, Pearson for injury, Lavoie for illness, and you don't have the combination of players that you'd have confidence in, the combinations that can develop chemistry. And what do you know, the first goal that Vegas let up today was when the Knights were trying to change players. It cost them. That's, you know, some of the ramifications. You like to think that the team could figure those things out, but when you've got different players playing with each other who haven't been together before, that sort of stuff can't happen. Not to make an excuse, I thought that the Islanders were good today. They did not generate a whole lot, but they were opportunistic. And while Vegas did generate plenty of shots, how many of them were grade A's? Well, Ilya Sorokin made those grade A's not look so dangerous. He just was calm and steely-eyed in net.
Yeah, you mentioned D'Angelo, but you look at the time on the ice, and D'Angelo, Romanov, and Pelech doing the heavy lifting for that Islanders blue line, 25 minutes being the minimum with Pelech, but all three chip in with an assist, and they each get a point. And, you know, sometimes I feel like it's those guys who do the dirty work that really help teams win games, and those guys help the Islanders tonight. I'm going to ask you maybe a simple question that has a complicated answer, but how much does this team miss William Karlsson right now?
Oh, yeah. That's why I mentioned it a few moments ago. The fact that he has played in so many games for this organization. He's never missed a playoff game in six postseasons in the 7 years. He has played in 540 of 591 games, meaning he's missed now 51, and 16 of them have come this year. Not only the production, but the 200-foot game. Penalty kill was not an issue today, but it was against the Rangers last game. The face-off success, just that steadiness at both ends of the ice. Yeah, he is one of the great players, if not the greatest player in club history over the course of 8 seasons. And when he's not available, it's hard not to notice because he has so rarely missed games. Only Braden McNabb has played more, and McNabb hasn't missed a game in 3 years. So, yeah, it is significant. It's good of you to mention, Chris, because while we think about the players who are available and who are soon to be available, it doesn't look like William is going to be in the lineup anytime soon as Team Sweden announced a replacement for him for the Four Nations tournament today. So that is an indication he's not playing for Vegas anytime soon. We don't know how long, but that is definitely part of it. But this team has found ways over the years to win without significant pieces. Without William Karlsson, it hasn't happened all that often. So it is, to some degree, uncharted.
I promise last negative question before we get to the positive stuff. But both goals tonight, they come on mistakes. Very uncharacteristic recent play of this team. You have they get caught in the line change. And then, of course, the second New York goal right after Vegas works so hard to level the score. Comes off of an icing. Just what does this team need to do better to cut down on the mistakes?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing because it's like Alex Pietrangelo with the miscue in overtime the other day. Samsonov was very good today. I can't fault him on either of the goals that he let in. Certainly not at all. Samsonov was among the very best Golden Knights players in this game. Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys who are the high-end players, the Eichels and Stones, the Pietrangelos, the Theodores, those guys who have the puck on their stick a lot, they have been tasked to play a lot of minutes with their team trailing and needing to come from behind. And you expect those guys to lead the way. And how much do those extra minutes make it harder to stay detailed, to execute in the late minutes of the game? I don't know. It's impossible to quantify that, but they are playing lots of minutes. You know, Eichel is averaging over 21 minutes this year. You'd like to have him under 20, Bruce has told us. Just a small indication of what those extra minutes might be doing over the course of time. So that break is coming, but those guys, you'd expect them to lead the way in the execution and in the details. I'm not saying that they haven't played well. They played well today, but as you said, just one bounce here and one mistake there can hurt you, and that is what's happening to the Knights right now.
All right, Dan, last one before we let you go. Brandon Saad becomes, you mentioned in the broadcast, 76th Golden Knight to score a goal. I believe he's the sixth this year. Olofsson, Pearson, Lazinski, Cal Burke, and Alexander Holtz. Am I missing one?
That sounds right off the top of my head there, Chris. But as Keegan Kolesar told us on the pregame show last game, there are a lot of new faces this year as compared to previous seasons, and some of those guys more prominent than others. Pearson had played every game until today. And guys who have come up from the American League, there's a sprinkling of them. But, yeah, it just seems to me that, Brandon Saad has – in just a couple of games, looked like he's been here for more than, 3 days, it seems to me. What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's looked good in these two games. But, Dan, I know we're going to talk to you on Thursday from our home state of New Jersey. And enjoy
Springsteen country.
Yes, enjoy your train ride back to Manhattan, my friend.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Dan, we'll talk to you next time. That was Dan Duva, the voice of the Golden Knights. We're going to take a break, come back. We will not take a break. We're going to come back with Bruce Cassidy right now.
Great.
In a few seconds here as we await the arrival of Bruce. Again, Golden Knights drop to the New York Islanders.
Bruce, what is your perspective on what left the door open for them to regain the lead in the third?
Well, we iced the puck there. We weren't strong on the walls. I don't know if it was icing or not. Their guy lifted it. I thought the linesman tonight, there was a lot of calls that did not go our way against a good face-off team, and that's where you're going to have to win the draw and make sure you get it out. We weren't able to do it on the winning goal, so that led up to it. But, I mean, look at the play. It's a low to high. We're there. Maybe we don't get a block going out to the point, but the shot is probably 2 feet off net, and they tip it out of the air, 3 feet in the air. So, and our D was under their stick. So listen, sometimes teams get puck luck. We didn't have any tonight. You got to create your own. We haven't had a lot of those go in for us. I think we had a number of attempts tonight that we weren't able to get sticks on because we probably needed to the way their goalie was playing. So we got to stick with it in that regard. So it's a tough one because it's not like we broke down and gave them an odd man rush or made a foolish play with the puck. It was a play that happens in hockey. Probably 25 times each side where it goes low to high and you fire something to the net and hope you get a tip or a rebound, a screen, and they got their tip.
You talked about not getting your bounces. The structure was obviously there. You only allowed 14 shots. So what is your message moving forward when not getting the puck luck and not, maybe confidence from goal scorers is the issue?
Well, that's an issue, and when players don't score, it's natural. We're trying to talk, hey, just stick with it and stay with the game plan and how you score. Shoot a little more maybe at times. Maybe you'll get a break. But the rest of the game, like, hey, we should have jumped on them more in the first period, looking back, right? But they are at home, so. But, you know, coming off a road trip, I thought we were well rested. That's what we could have done better in the first. But having said that, we gave up one chance and it went in. So it wasn't like we were poor. We just couldn't generate enough to put them on their heels. And this is a team scored one goal against them in two games. We did acknowledge after that you can't play catch up. It's tough. It's difficult. They play a kitty bar the door game pretty well. They've been doing it for a while and they're feeling good about themselves. And they did it again tonight. Now we got back into it, and that's where, you know, the second goal against us. It's a tough break, but that's it. We'll talk about that. Better start, play with the lead. We got the lead in New York, and we gave it up in the third. So it's not like we haven't done it. We did it at home against Dallas. We did it against Columbus. We just got to find a way to get it to the finish line.
Brandon Saad gets his first goal. Like you mentioned on Sunday that it was like you still had to look at his game, but overall, how you, two games in, he was getting a goal today?
I mean, I like his game. The other night, he had some looks. He's an experienced player in the league, and is performed well everywhere he's been. He'll perform well here, so good for him to go to the net, get a rebound. First shot is what made it happen. That's good. A little lower. I think that's some of our issues lately. We're off net high a lot, so just getting pucks on target, controlling rebounds, forcing teams to control rebounds, defend rebounds, so you can get on the power play. You know, right now where that's lacking as well for us. But, yeah, I like Brandon's game. He did a good job for us, tried to battle that puck out and then get out to the point. So, but really, again, a lot of good things.
Is that the type of goal that you think can kind of break a little bit of this little slump a little bit, just getting a rebound? And just
Well, for him, but, you know, he's I don't know. I didn't look at exactly how his game was going and why his goals weren't up compared to last year. Could have been tough luck. Could have maybe hit the post. I have no idea. I just know he can score both ways and get inside, and he has the speed to separate. He showed that in New York. You know, good two-on-one chance, and they had a three-on-two chance with Stoney. So I think he's got a little bit of both, rush game and interior presence game, and tonight we saw some of the latter.
We're far away upstairs, but this game felt different than the Ranger game. This was very close to your group breaking through.
Well, the Ranger game, I mean, I liked our 40 minutes. I expected us to win the game, to be honest. So felt pretty good going into the third period. Didn't happen for us today. You're chasing it. We hadn't scored a goal against them in five periods. So I honestly wasn't. Is this the team that's just going to have our number? And then we got one. So, but overall, yes. Listen, we're trying to preach stay in the game when you're not scoring. And we've done a good job with that. Every game's I want. Columbus was one goal to overtime. Rangers were two till, what, 50 minutes in. Or one, sorry. They got one early, maybe. So it was 45 minutes in. Tonight it's one for. Like, you're going to win your games when you play defensively. You are. You're going to win games and your share. Right now, it's, you know, it's kind of getting cumulative here because we're not scoring, but we have to stick with it. You can't just, I don't know, I don't think you can sell out in this league and try to win a 5-4 game to get out of slumps. I think you got to stick to your identity, play good defense, get some breaks. We got to get in the power play a little more, too. That's the other thing is our power play is very good. It let us down in the first period, didn't generate anything, but I thought there was lots of other opportunities. I mean, Theo went right through the middle in the second period. I think every guy in their team hooked and slashed, and so that was disappointing. We didn't get a call or two here or there, and that's happened a lot lately. So New York the other night, they got the calls in the third, right? They got two of them. So we have to keep working for those situations, and a lot of times you'll get them if you keep, you know, going to the net and attacking, and that's where we can get some offense, Gary, is our power play. Let's face it, we're pretty good on it, but when you're getting one every night, you know, that's going to be tough. We got our goal in New York. We didn't tonight. We needed it.
You guys have been so good, Bruce, in tight, close games over the years, but lately it's kind of gone the other direction. Is that just the way it goes over the course of a long season, or is it?
Well, I listen, there's different. I say it every night. You got to make a play on offense to finish a play, or you got to get a save. And I'm not over examining it. We needed the save in the first period, as it turns out. One chance against, we didn't get it. Or we need to finish a play, you know, and we had enough of them around the front of the net. Not a ton. They defend well, but that's where we need someone to finish. And the sad goal looked like that was it. Okay, we got it. Now let's get going. See if we can push for the next one. I think that was our intention. Guys felt good on the bench, and it just didn't work that way.
All right, that was Bruce Cassidy breaking that one down. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you updated on the goals as they happen. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. This is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
All right, Chris Chapman in for Ryan Wallace here on the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. And Golden Knights dropped this one on Long Island to the Islanders by a score of 2-1. Let's get into those goals as they happen. It was a pretty uneventful first period until there was about a minute and 39 seconds remaining in that period when Bo Horvat found the Golden Knights asleep on a line change and was able to give the Islanders a 1-0 lead.
On the left, the entry for Horvat right to the goal. He scores. Catching the Knights in transition. Bo Horvat hits 40 points on the season. The Islanders have a 1-0 lead.
Bo Horvat's 19th goal of the season. Adam Pellick with the primary assist on that one. It would stay that way through the second period. No goals between these two teams in the second frame. And 7:40 into the third period, Brandon Saad scored his first goal as a member of the Vegas Golden Knights to level the game at 1.
Haig enters on the left. Feathers it through to Watt. Returns it for Haig, who shoots. Toe save. Rebound. Score! Brandon Saad, his first with the Knights. It ties the game 1-1. 12:20 to go in the third period.
Both Nick Waugh and Nick Haig getting assists for the Golden Knights. And that one, and the goal came, it was kind of like I mentioned they were going to need to get. It wasn't, I wouldn't say, a greasy or dirty goal, but it came off of a rebound, and Brandon Saad was able to get his way into a dirty area of the ice to put the puck in the net. And it was a good goal for the Golden Knights. However, the lead was short-lived as about 3 minutes later, Brock Nelson, after an icing, gave the Islanders the game-winning goal.
At the point for a left-point shot, they score. A redirect for New York, and the Islanders are back on top 2-1.
Alexander Romanov had the shot, Brock Nelson with the tip, and that proved to be the game winner. Nelson's 16th of the season. Golden Knights tried relentlessly as time wound down to try to tie this game and get it to overtime. But in the end, it would be uneventful, or unfruitful, I should say. All that was left was the final call.
Theodore gets it. Knights trying to tag up. Back they come. Stone, 6 seconds, feeding back. Theodore straight on. Shoot, save. Rebound knocked aside. And the game is over. Islanders 2, Golden Knights 1.
And that's how it would end, 2-1 in favor of the Islanders. Golden Knights now 0-2 on this road trip through New York. They'll be back in action on Thursday at the Prudential Center in downtown beautiful Newark, New Jersey. We'll take a break. We'll come down, come back, give you a little more on this one. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. This is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Chris Chapman here with you on the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Vegas dropped to the New York Islanders by a score of 2-1 out on Long Island. They are back in action on Thursday. Two more games before the pause for the Four Nations faceoff. And, of course, if you missed the news, Dan kind of mentioned it in the postgame show. William Karlsson, he's been replaced by Team Sweden. So he will not be participating in the Four Nations faceoff, so he's going to be out. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit of an update on him after the 2 week break. But tough news for William Karlsson, because I know he really wanted to participate in this thing. Rickard Rakell was named as his replacement in the Four Nations faceoff. So for William Karlsson, he's going to have to wait another year to put that Team Sweden jersey on as they get ready for the Olympics in 2026. The post-game injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, you heard Dan also mention Tanner Pearson. He's going to be out for a while with an upper body injury. Raphael Lavoie, we found out late, was a scratch due to sickness. And something we may have to keep an eye on is Kaden Korzak. He only played 4 shifts in this game, not even 4 minutes of ice time, about 3.5 minutes his last shift came about 5 minutes into the second period. So he spent a lot of time on the bench. I wasn't at the game. I don't know if he was on the bench or if he was in the locker room getting treatment, but whatever it is, he only played four shifts in the game. So we'll have to keep an eye on Kaden Korzak, who was a late addition to the lineup due to the illness to Rafael Lavoie. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up here on the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. This is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
No Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman here with you, wrapping it up on the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. This is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network, presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. And Golden Knights drop a tough one tonight on Long Island at the UBS Arena to the New York Islanders by a score of 2-1. Brandon Saad gets his first goal as a member of the Vegas Golden Knights. And we mentioned it, 76th all-time goal scorer for VGK. He joins Victor Olofsson, Tanner Pearson, Tanner Lyszynski, Cal Burke, and Alexander Holtz on the list of Golden Knights to score their first goal this season. I would imagine at some point Cole Schwint will join them as well. So it'd be pretty cool, seven guys to score their first goal in gold this season. You know, I'm reading some of the texts, and I understand that people are unhappy, and we'll get to those in the extended postgame show. But, you know, I mentioned after the first period, something that really stood out to me was there were 10 giveaways by Vegas in the first period, and Islanders had none. You're not going to win a lot of games when you give the puck away as many times as Golden Knights did in that first period, but they ended the game with 15, which means they only had five giveaways the remainder of the game, as opposed to the Islanders with 19. I know people are unhappy with the loss, and listen, I'm not happy with it either. I'm, quite frankly, I think this team should be sick of losing. They should be sick of losing games this way. They should be sick of not scoring goals, but they didn't play a bad game. They allowed two goals on 14 shots. And neither of the shots Ilya Sorokin had much of a chance on. So I know people are angry. I know there's going to be visceral. But calm down. Relax. You have to trust the general manager. You've got to trust the coaching staff that they're going to get this right. They're going through a slump. It happens. It's not the end of the world. VGK will be all right. I promise you. One of the other things to look at is the amount of block shots. Vegas had 13. The Islanders only with 11. Now, where Vegas could be better is the takeaway department. They only had two takeaways tonight. So sometimes it just doesn't go your way. 35 shots tonight, one goal. Give credit to the other team. They did a great job of not allowing Vegas to put themselves in position to score goals. That's going to do it for us on the postgame show. Extended postgame show is next. Get your calls in now, 702-876-1340. This is Chris Chapman in for Ryan Wallace. Extended postgame show next, presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. This is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show, where the station's staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Stay up to date with the latest from the NHL and the Vegas Golden Knights here on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM KKGK Las Vegas.
It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
No Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman filling in tonight here on the extended postgame show. Golden Knights drop a tough one on the island to the Islanders by a score of 2-1. Brandon Saad gets his first goal for Vegas. Unfortunately, about 3 minutes later, Brock Nelson wins the game for the New York Islanders after I would say a missed icing by the officials. And then they called the one on Vegas. So you heard Bruce in the postgame. He wasn't happy with some of the calls tonight. I think that was one that they missed. And, you know, frankly, Vegas has to do a better job of making smarter plays sometimes. And this was one where they played better than the Islanders. They probably should have won the game, but a couple of mistakes come back to bite them. So give me a call, 702-876-1340. Hit me up on the text line as well. I'm sure I can get to some of those. In fact, I'll read one right now. James, what is going on? Does 71 mean that much to our balanced attack? Stone has been missing since the Heiskanen incident. Well, I'm not going to get into the Stone stuff because I don't think he's missing. I think a lot of guys just need to step up their game, and I'm not saying he's one of them, but I think there's guys around him that need to do a better job. But as far as William Karlsson, yeah, the Golden Knights do miss William Karlsson that much. He's arguably your best all-around player in franchise history. He does so many things. He helps you get the puck through the neutral zone. He helps you break down these tough defensive teams like the Islanders, like the Dallas Stars. So, yeah, William Karlsson, it's not just his goal scoring or his assists. It's his penalty kill. It's his hockey IQ. It's his leadership. He does mean that much to this team. So hopefully he comes back soon. He's not obviously going to play in these last two games before the break. So hopefully he is ready to go for the stretch run following the bye week, because I do think that they're going to need him. Let's head out to the phone line and bring in Mike. Mike, what's going on, man?
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully things are okay, and thanks for answering the bell at the last minute. We appreciate it as listeners.
Oh, thank you.
I want to get your take on something in a moment, but, one thing that you can't say too much about is we're down a man, we're down a couple of men, we got some illnesses. Look what the Islanders are going through. I mean, they've been decimated, and yet they're 9 in a row. I mean, what does it take? Obviously, they figured it out, didn't they?
Well, they play a very different game. You know, I don't know who their opponents were during this streak. I would say that the Eastern Conference is a little bit weaker at the top than the Western Conference, especially as you get towards the middle teams. There's a lot that could be in play there. Look, the Golden Knights are going through a rough patch. It seems like it happens every year around the same time. You heard Bruce Cassidy mention it last week when he said that there's some fatigue going on. This is a time of year where guys' bodies are hurting. And look, let's be honest. Golden Knights have an older roster. Right. You look at the roster, Alex Pietrangelo, Mark Stone. These aren't kids. So their bodies are going to go through it. Now, Pietrangelo not going to play in the Four Nations faceoff. We'll see how much Mark Stone plays for Team Canada. But, you know, the Golden Knights got to get healthy. They got to freshen up. And I trust that they'll be OK. I'm not too concerned about that side of things. But, yeah, you're right. The Islanders did figure it out. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to continue, just like it doesn't mean that this is going to continue for Vegas.
Oh, no, of course it won't. And that's, you know, we're not panicking at this point, although Edmonton did win in overtime tonight, so they took the lead away from us. But that, you know, it's still early, no matter what anybody says. You know, people like Sorokin and Samsonov and Shesterkin and Vasilevsky make me realize that the Four Nations tournament really is, I don't want to say a joke because that sounds really bad, but come on, the best team in the world is not represented, and it is kind of frustrating.
Well, I don't know if I would agree with you that the best team in the world is not represented. I would agree if you said that the team with the best goalies in the world is not represented, but I think there's certainly a debate. Now, I agree with you that Russia should be there, because this isn't an international hockey federation tournament. This is an NHL thing. And the NHL is allowing Russian and Belarusian players to participate in the league. Therefore, despite whatever you think about what's going on over there, I feel like they should be represented here, because the NHL has not banned Russian players from playing in the NHL. So if it's an NHL-sanctioned event, I'd have no problem. I also feel like it's a bit unfortunate that Czechia doesn't have a team as well. Like, I felt like you could have added them. And if you weren't going to add Russia, you could have added a best in the world. But
I think next year is the real test of a truly international tournament.
Well, it'll be the Olympics, and I don't know if Russia will be part of that either, but remains to be seen.
Well, one other thing, we don't hear enough from you in the afternoons and on the post game, so I want to get your take.
It's not because I don't have an opinion.
Oh, don't I know that? I mean, if we all tuned in early in the morning, we would hear you, I think, at your very best. I think you're also on some shows on the AM side that are really good. I just don't hear them, and I wish I did. But that be as it may, we'd all like to hear your take on one or maybe two names that you would go out and get or look for before the trade deadline. And that's really what I have for you.
Okay. Well, one of the guys that I'm a fan of is Yanni Gourde. And thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call. I think he's a guy who has Stanley Cup experience. He plays down the middle. He's a good player. Seattle is certainly not going to be a playoff team. He's going to be entering free agency. So Yanni Gourde is a guy that I'm a fan of. I think he's a good player, and I think he can certainly help the Golden Knights win. The other guy, kind of a name out of nowhere, but I like Jordan Greenway of the Buffalo Sabres. He's a big, tough, physical guy. He adds a little bit of nastiness and snarl to your roster. I'm not sure where he would be able to break through and play consistently with this team, but you know what? Teddy Bluger was a guy that they picked up the deadline, and he helped them win games, and he really wasn't a contributor in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So Jordan Greenway and Yanni Gourde are two guys that I am fans of. I know they're not the biggest names out there, but Mike, to answer your question, I'm a big fan of both of those players, and I really think both of them could help this team win. I'm going to read another text. This is from Patrick. This is getting rough. Another night where individual play will get overshadowed by the L. Saad getting his first goal is great, but Vegas oftentimes allows teams to respond too quickly or give up a goal in the dying seconds. The new motto for the season should be simply finish, because they aren't finishing games. You know what, Patrick? You're not really going to get too much pushback on me from that, because you are right. There have been multiple instances this year where they score a big goal to either tie it or take the lead, and they allow the other team to score or answer very quickly. Yeah, finish. They didn't finish the other night at Madison Square Garden. Tonight, they tie the game up and unable to find a second goal to finish this game and maybe bring it to overtime and get at least 1 point in this one. But yeah, I'm not going to push back on that, Patrick. I agree with you. And yeah, it's great that Brandon Saad scored his first goal. I think you're going to see him scoring quite a few more for this team going forward. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your texts, hopefully some more of your calls. I want to know what your thoughts are on this one. Obviously a tough loss for Vegas, but give me a call, 702-876-1340. I know you're out there because I'm getting texts. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to more of your texts and hopefully your phone calls after this. This is the Vegas Golden Knights extended postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Chris Chapman filling in for Ryan Wallace here on the extended postgame show. 702-876-1340 is the number to call me, yell and scream at me that you're mad about the Golden Knights losing another one. They dropped tonight to the Islanders 2-1. Or send me a text, 702-876-1340 as well. I know we got Rita on the line, so let's go out to Rita and see what her thoughts are. What's up, Rita?
Hi, Chappie.
How are you?
Okay, I'm going to disappoint you because I'm not going to yell and scream, because we're fine. We actually played good.
I agree.
And I've never said this, and I got accused of it, but I don't think ever in all these years. But we got to face facts. We got goalie tonight. We could not get past Sorokin. They played hard. They played fast. And it just wasn't enough. He was better.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. You know, you think about the New York Ranger game here at T-Mobile, similar or same score, 2-1. They got goal lead in that one, too. Igor Shesterkin stood on his head. I think the good news is we won't have to see a Russian goalie in New Jersey or Boston. So hopefully.
They do breed them, don't they?
Oh, I don't know what Russia does. It's a factory. It's a factory. You know, like they've got so many. Like Sorokin is like fifth or sixth on the list in terms of good Russian goalies or their elite Russian goalies. You know, you've got Shesterkin, obviously Vasilevsky, Bobrovsky. It's a factory there right now. So, you know, it seems to come in cycles for a while. Finland had great goalies, and Sweden always seems to have good ones. But, yeah, right now it seems to be a Russian thing. I think Canada would probably want someone to back up Aiden Hill in the Four Nations faceoff.
I do have something I think everybody can agree on.
And what's that?
The Islanders watching their games has to be the most boring in the league. Game in and game out. I don't care how much you love your team, going, please, let's just end this thing. They are, you know, I know it's the way they play and it works for them, but it's not like fun.
Well, Rita, and thanks for the call. It's funny because me and Bobby were actually joking about that here in the studio that, you know, who needs NyQuil when you've got the New York Islanders on the television. But, you know, I grew up a New Jersey Devil fan, so I'm familiar with Lou Lamoriello, and that's just the way that they play. That's the way his teams are. And, yeah, maybe not the most exciting hockey, but they do win games. And, yeah, they're not exactly the most fun team to watch. But they got the job done. You know, I'm going to get to some of these texts because I've gotten a few. Steven and Robert and Frank, you guys are criticizing the goalies, and I don't know how you can criticize Ilya Samsonov. I mean, yeah, two goals on 14 shots, but watch the plays. Like, he's not – no goalie is going to save. I mean, maybe one or two of the elite goalies in the league, but there's a reason why Samsonov is a backup, and – you know, he's not your number one goalie, but most goalies in the league aren't going to stop those shots. The Golden Knights did a really good job of suppressing the Islanders offensively, didn't give up a whole lot. And yeah, it's unfortunate that they got beat on two mistakes, but it happens. Let's go out to the phones, bring in AJ. AJ, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What's up?
So I want to say Hanifin being able to join the rush is awesome. Theo dancing with the puck is incredible. The way that Howden has been hard on pucks, especially in the corners, it's next level. Eichel being Eichel, you know, hurdle with attempt after attempt. We are trying. This is not for lack of effort. We're doing everything we can. The momentum and puck luck are very important as well, I feel like. I really have to hurry. I got to get back into work. I just wanted to get my call. Thanks for taking it, man.
Yeah.
And up the Villa.
All right, man. Oh, Aston Villa. What is that all about? Yeah, thanks for the call, AJ. But, yeah, I think they are playing hard. It's not for a lack of effort. You know, sometimes you're just going to lose games. Sometimes teams have your number. You know, give credit to the team on the other side of the ice. I'm going to read one more text, and I'll take a break. But, Dennis, dare I say 2022 all over again? Are they going to make the playoffs? No more excuses. 31 other teams grinding out there and played the same amount of games. They're not playing like they're sick of losing. You know what? I'm going to agree with one point here. They didn't play like they were sick of losing tonight. They played a good game, but they didn't play a desperate game. And, you know, 35 shots, obviously that's a lot of shots, especially against the Islanders. But you heard Noah Hanifin in the intermission, or I'm sorry, Alex Pietrangelo in the intermission. When goalies in this league are seeing shots, they're generally going to save them. It's just the way it is. And Ilya Sorokin is a really good goalie, as evidenced by the fact that he only gave up one goal on 65 shots against this team this season. But how many of them were high danger? How many of them were shots that he didn't see? You're right. They're not playing like they're sick of losing. And maybe we'll get that effort on Thursday night against New Jersey, another team that is kind of slumping. But they did win tonight. But I don't agree that it's 2022 all over again. This team will make the playoffs. They'll be fine. They're at 68 points. They're going to come back after the break. And I'm not going to say they're going to flip a switch, but they're going to be better. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up after this. This is the Vegas Golden Knights extended postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
All right, Chris Chapman wrapping it up here on the extended postgame show. Golden Knights drop a tough one to the New York Islanders out on Long Island. Next in action Thursday in my home state of New Jersey against the New Jersey Devils, a team I grew up rooting for. Not anymore, though. So Ryan will be on the air in that one at 3:30 with the pregame show. VGK Insider Show tomorrow at 4. Make sure you tune in for that, as I do expect Ryan will be back for that. Of course, myself, Darren Millard, will also be part of that. And that's going to do it for us. Want to give a big thanks to Bobby Machado here in the studio. He says, absolutely. that will be the end of this broadcast. Like I said, tune in Thursday, VGK, next in action against the New Jersey Devils. For myself, for Bobby, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the extended Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.